Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's going to be a little bit later. Today, the 29th of October, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay. And this is Ben's last day of being here in the mornings.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And then, but you're still working in the evenings.
Yeah.
And on weekends.
And I might, you know, who knows, I might have the occasional, quote-unquote, sick day at my other job, and I'll be here for a morning. Who knows?
You mean like you had your occasional sick days here?
My one ever sick day.
One ever?
I've only ever had one sick day here.
Sure. We only work 2 hours a day. Come on.
True.
No, that's not true. So, yep. And then, after he clears up his police record, he'll be... I say that because Ben wants to join the Air Force, but he's got a traffic ticket. He's got one of those red light cameras where you roll through it on the right-hand side.
No, it's resolved. I had to pay. It sucked.
Did you tell him everything I told you to
tell
him?
Yeah, and he was like, well...
Did you tell him that you're working three jobs, which you are? Did you tell him that you're getting ready to go into the Air Force in January, you know, and that would he just kind of forgive this?
Yeah, he said that if I wanted to get something like a dismissal, I'd have to come back for a future court date. And I was like, I can't keep waiting.
That's true. So, did he cut it in half?
Yes.
Did you call him a communist for not
a commie?
Did you ever serve? You should have said that. After he said okay 200 or something, and didn't just look at him. So did you ever serve, Commissioner? And he'll probably go because the vast majority of people don't serve. Nothing wrong with that. That's fine. But when he said, if he says no, and just stand up and start singing, God bless the USA.
Yeah.
That was it, because you're saying you could gotten away with it. There you go. And then say, I bet you're probably pretty happy there sitting up on your little commissioner chair that you got people out there guarding you. I mean, he'd already find you. So there's no reason you couldn't kind of like, nah.
I don't know.
It's probably not a good idea. He probably held you in contempt and you'd be in jail right now. Okay, I really thought it was a good plan. I mean, if I'd been the commissioner, I mean, my gosh, $250. And, I mean, you're going off to serve your country. I think I would have forgiven it. Or maybe he couldn't. Is that what he was saying?
He couldn't dismiss it on that day.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
I think so, too.
Anyway, so you paid?
Yep.
And you're clear?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Is there an international day?
Yes, this one is actually the gift I'm going to be getting you before I leave. It's a National Cat Day.
National First Responders Day was yesterday. We somehow missed that. So we need to give a big shout out to our first responders and Cat Day. Okay, I will tell you that I'm hooked on cat memes. Or reels.
Are you?
Oh, gosh. They're so weird. You know, the ones I like, people are, kissy, 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 and the cat's looking at me. Go kissy, kissy, and the cat reaches up, smacks him like 4 times.
That'll be you with the gift I'm getting you before I leave, Carl.
Yeah, hope he can swim. No, I'm just kidding. Well, that's nice to know if you're getting me a cat now, so I can make your remaining 2.5 months. Miserable. Today, sunny with a high near, are you ready for this? 66. Wind gust up to 22 miles per hour. And a low tonight around 42, and a 40% chance of showers tomorrow. Thursday and Thursday night, Friday showers, Friday night. Saturday, a chance of showers, and hopefully it starts clearing up, because on Sunday it shows sunny with a high near 68. And Monday high near 71 and sunny. So look for some showers starting tomorrow. Chances of showers. And with low temperatures, if you haven't turned off your sprinkler systems, it may be time to do that. Turn them off. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, Adam Anderson, a family-owned company. The Kinney family, they're into their third generation of running Shasta Gas Propane. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They've done a number of things for our community, and they're just really good people. They do treat their customers as friends. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. So what's happening in Redding? It's weird things. I mean, there's a... you know, the homicide rate is, I think there's been 7 people killed. There was a Halloween party and one person's killed, 5 wounded. You've got you see other people being sentenced to jail for manslaughter. And then the Redding, there's a soccer game between kids. I think it's kids, maybe older. At the Smash Cup, a fight breaks out. So, fight involving the youth and probably and possibly some adults broke out between 2 teams at a Redding soccer game on Sunday. It was part of the Smash Cup tournament. According to Alex Pinnell, Redding Youth Soccer League and North State Soccer President, said the officers got a call about 11:20. A person who reported a fight at Shasta High School involving numerous juveniles and possibly some adults. They said the skirmish was between 2 soccer teams and parents. Fight was broken up. No one was hurt. Both teams in the fight were disqualified from the tournament. It's getting to be that time of the year. It's Halloween, maybe. I don't know, but you know, there's some stuff going on. That's a little strange. Weather's starting to turn really good. When I take Buford out for his walk at night, now I'm in a sweatshirt and my hoodie. And I'm walking him around the block. And so maybe it's just changing the weather. But people getting shot, that many people getting shot in one time here. But then if you think back a couple weeks ago, 2 people killed and several other wounded at down there near that pizza place. You have to ask yourself, what's going on all of a sudden around here? And the people getting shot are, at least the last one was, it was like 18. And the people that they've arrested for the shooting for the other incidents are 18 and 19. I think we had a 15-year-old get arrested for shooting somebody. This is something strange going on out there, something probably we need to talk about. Now, Linda and I went down and voted yesterday. Yes, for the first time ever in 17 years, instead of waiting to voting day, we voted early. And we went down to the polling place down here on Market Street, where they're all set up for that. And they've got booths where you can fill out your ballots, which I did, and then you put them into the envelope, and you sign it, and then you drop it into a box. There's no satisfying little thing of, which I love, was putting your ballot into that machine that just said, boop, and it gave this little satisfied, like a little burp when it got it. And it's kind of like you felt good. You put it on your I voted and walked around, proud of yourself, as you should be. And this is the big thing. I put it on Facebook yesterday. This is one of the greatest benefits, one of the greatest rights we have as Americans is to vote. And if you don't vote, you're kind of spitting on, the Constitution. You're spitting on those people that, and this is my opinion, that are out there defending this country because you could vote. I've been in countries where people were being killed because they wanted to vote. You don't have that happening here in the United States. You've got all this time. Pick out a nice sunny day. Walk down there, fill out your ballot, walk down there to multiple places, and you can drop off your ballot. The important thing is, and this is what I believe, I don't care who you vote for. I don't. I really don't. get out and vote. Get out and vote. Unfortunately, during this time frame, I know people that have known each other, and this is going on right now. These two ladies that have known each other now, I'm trying to think, got to be 45 years. One is a just hates Donald Trump, just hates him. And the other girls don't really want to talk politics because they none of them live in the same spot, and they get together in little Skype talks and all this. And one of them the other day said some, you know, pretty harsh things to another one of them about, you know, if you vote for Trump, you're ignorant and all these blah, 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 blah. Just, you know, it's kind of a blanket statement, but the other one said, you know what, you keep this up. And she says, it's just every time, she says, we're going to need to take a break because I'm just tired of listening to it all the time. And it could be either side, okay? And so the other one, okay, I think we need a break. Now, these are two women that have known each other for this long, have been like sisters at various times because they worked together and all this. And yet, here's this relationship that broke up. Or at least been put on pause because of politics. And it gets right down to it. It makes no difference. And there's other people that the hatred is so built up that they can't talk about anything else. And frankly, it gets boring, you know. It just gets boring when people are like that. So, I mean, people, do you really want to end relationships or not, you know, not have families get together because of politics? I can't figure it out. I know what time it is. I'm just going over a little bit. So, because I felt like, you know, everybody needs to take a deep breath here and step back. Is it an important election? Yeah. But let it destroy friendships and families? Nah. I don't understand that. I know how my sister feels. She doesn't feel the same way as I do. Do you think that's going to keep me from calling her and us talking a couple times a month and telling each other we love each other and all that kind of stuff? No. You know what? We don't talk about it. We both know how we feel. So I accept that, and she accepts that about me. I can't figure out people ending friendships and family relationships over this. Okay, let's take a quick break and we come back. I've got a guest that I've never had on before, a small business owner, and can't wait to get him on the show and find out about his business and talk about he and his family. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Dust the Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Corky Harmon, and I'm running for supervisor of District 3 because I want to help improve our quality of life, protect our God-given rights, and preserve our rural way of life. We need strong leadership rooted in conservative values and common sense. I've lived in Palo Cedro for over 34 years and own 3 successful businesses here in Shasta County, Stemple Weeble House, White Rock Trucking, and Mountain Gate Quarry. In running these businesses, I have developed a unique understanding of government operations, finances, and project management. My priorities are family, faith, and community. I have no hidden agenda, only a commitment to serve every citizen and be your voice on the Board of Supervisors. A vote for me is a vote for the people, and I'm ready to go to work. I humbly ask for your vote on November 5th. Corky Harmon for Supervisor District 3. Thank you and God bless. Learn more about me and my experiences at CorkyHarmon.com. That's CorkeyHarmon, Harmon, HARMON.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Corky Harmon, Supervisor District 3.
We all know the Reading Rodeo has been around for 75 years. So why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75? This is Mike Latock, candidate for Reading City Council. Reading has been my home for 30 years. And like all of you, I love taking my children to the pancake breakfast and the rodeo. It's not just an economic generator that brings $10 million in each year. It's a staple to the culture of our community. So I ask again, why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75 years of Reading tradition? A vote for Mike Latock is a vote for Reading Rodeo.
Ad paid for by Latock for City Council.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Experience matters. Integrity matters. I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor District 3. As a past member of the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, I gained knowledge and experience in protecting you, your homes, and animals from fire. I have a deep commitment to our county, and with the knowledge I've gained, I will continue to be your voice. Experience matters. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Reading is more than just a city. It's a community built by the hard work of its people, and Dave Backus knows this firsthand. As a local business owner and leader in our community, Dave has spent thousands of hours volunteering with local nonprofits, tackling the most important issues affecting Reading. From youth programs to the homeless, Dave understands what our community really needs. Dave knows that volunteers make a city into a community, and he's deeply grateful for the countless hours that volunteers put in to make Reading a better place. As a business owner, Dave also understands the challenges of running a business here. He knows how to balance a budget and create a healthy environment for local businesses. He will ensure that Reading stays financially strong. Dave believes in this community, in our businesses, and in you. Together, we can build a better future for Reading. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the DeMont. And it'll be a little bit later. Let's talk about. Okay. Mod Pizza is supporting the Reading Veterans Home on October 30th. Bring in this flyer, order online. I mean, you don't have the flyer because it's sitting there in my hand. Or through the Mod app. Or website using the provided coupon, and Mod will donate 25% of your bill to support the Reading Veterans Home. And it's on, they've got two places on Dana Drive, one on 913 Dana Drive and one at 4663 Churn Creek Road. And the code's Mod Gives 25. So you put that in there, and if you order online, the Veterans Home gets 25%. What else? Rotary Club's Haunted House is open at the Monolith, and it's going to go 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., 9:30. I think it's this weekend. And the November 1st is the four-player scramble, inaugural Honoring Our Heroes golf tournament. And all the benefits go to the Reading Veterans Home. They're out there, and all this money goes straight back into the Veterans Home for things they need over there. Fees include golf cart, range balls, and food, plus special contest. That's going to be Friday, November 1st at the Gold Hills Golf Club. Give Jeff a call out there at 530-246-7867. Okay. I'm here with a local business, and Dan Adams, good morning. We got to have him turned on, though. I'm here with Dan Adams.
Good morning.
Tell the person you're training, it's so important that when people talk, that the microphones are on. Write that down. Write it on a big piece of paper. Hand that to her.
It's a pretty important feature there, yeah.
Yeah, I can just say, push the button. Push the button, airman. Oh. And then, or don't push the button. And there's nukes going up. So, but let me write a little something when you go off the Air Force. Make sure you don't get around the nuke button, okay? All right. You'll be sitting there with a cat in his lap. Okay, let's start all over again. I'm here with Dan Adams from Edgewood Plumbing. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Now, before we get into your business, you know, what you're doing here, just tell us a little bit about you.
So I'm a Navy veteran. I was just letting you know, off air, the Navy made me a plumber. So, you know, I went in there to be this, you know, soldier all fired up, but they made me a plumber. And once I got out, I just kind of never looked back. So I worked for, I think, 8 or 9 different companies over the years. We moved up here in 2000.
Okay. And, why'd you move up here?
Just looking for a better place to raise our kids. We had some young children, and we live in the Bay Area, and somebody told me about Reading, and we came up here and just absolutely loved it. It was just where we wanted to raise our kids.
And that was about 20 years ago.
That was about 20 years ago, 24 years ago, yeah.
That's great. Okay. So you came up here, and did you work for people up here, too?
I did. I worked for 3 different companies up here.
Okay. Well, there's when you work for different companies, was it because you were saying, okay, I've learned everything I could do?
That's exactly. Yeah, I'd learn everything I could from that company. Right. And sometimes that would take 4 years. Sometimes that would take a month. You know, it just depends on how fast you want to move on. Yeah. And then we always dreamed of having our own company, doing it our way. And that's it. When I worked in the Bay Area, I worked for a company that was the dream company. Every employee, you waited in line to become an employee and the customer. So I wanted to duplicate that up here, and that's what we did.
Okay, and so you started then Edgewood Plumbing.
Yep.
With your wife.
With my wife.
Holly.
Holly, yep.
Holly, we're missing you.
She's listening right now, I'm sure.
I'm sure she is. Okay, now, this is how I met Dan and Holly. As you know, we go to the Bark, Wine, and Brew, and we emcee that. And there was this table that was clearly the winner. And it was Guardians of the Galaxy, which I had to explain to one of the judges what the Guardians of the Galaxy was. Not Linda, but our other judge, bless you, Baron. He says, Guardians of the Galaxy? I said, look at that table. That's the Guardians of the Galaxy. And you came as Groot.
Yep.
Now, a person that covers their body with green paint and wears that. Where did you get that costume?
I made most of it. We spent months working on that.
I was going to ask you about. And so every person there was one of the characters. Their faces painted there. How'd they get? Was that some kind of prosthetic device that made their, you know, they put over their hair and it made that flat top, or was that?
Yeah, no, that was, yeah. So Holly's sister Melody, she's full on into costumes. So we'd gone there every year, and we usually win the costume contest. But she heard about it and she was just all in.
What?
7:30.
Oh, it's okay. Got it. Okay, so she was all in, and I mean you all.
We love it. Yeah.
Head and shoulders above everybody else. Now, we used to do that. We had a friend that was a costumer. So we would go to the Reading Rancheria when they did their community fund, and they'd have costumes. I mean, we went in there as Batman and all of those people. We went in, I mean, different groups, and we won several years in a row. And because we all said, hey, if we're going to go, we're going to get into this. Let's dress.
You got to go 100%.
But you all, so your wife's sister?
Wife's sister, who works for us also, yes.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah, so she, yes.
So which one was she?
She was Gamora.
Okay, now Gamora is?
Gamora is the, she's green.
Yes. I tell you what, if you can picture Guardian of the Galaxy and the main characters on this, they had it down. But Groot... That was obviously the best.
I was a little nervous when nobody picked Groot because they all looked at me. I was like, that's going to be tough to pull off.
You did a great job. And anyway, that's where we met you, was that night. And we started talking about, well, you're a local business, and we haven't had you on. We haven't had a plumbing business on in a long time, so it's time to get one back to talk about plumbing.
Yeah, definitely.
Without you all, and usually we find it out in an emergency.
Yeah, most things are an emergency.
We're going to talk about that when we get back. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, then Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help you offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Okay. 7:31 in the morning, 47 degrees out there. I think it's a little bit warmer than that, maybe not. And we'll be right back.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, I'm Joshua Johnson, Reading City Council member and local business owner. I'm running to make local government work for you over the next 4 years. As a local builder, husband, and father, I'm deeply committed to seeing our city thrive for generations to come. I want to see us hold on to our history and our culture while also making a future for our children and grandchildren. As your council member, I will vote to make it easier to build homes, strongly support our police and fire, expand our city's partnership with the Reading Rodeo and the Civic Auditorium, reduce homelessness focused on drug addiction and mental health, develop economic policies to increase job growth, and create incentives that attract medical professionals. I will increase speed to permitting and bring stability to government that focuses on common goals in our community. To do all of this, I need your vote on November 5th to ensure our local government works for you, the voters. This ad is paid for by Joshua Johnson for Reading City Council 2024.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Ad paid for by Excellence in Education, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Standing up for what's right takes grit, determination, and unwavering commitment.
That's why Tanessa Audette is running for State Assembly and why she's earned the trust of conservative leaders across California. A lifelong conservative, Tanessa is the only Republican endorsed by the California Republican Party and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. A small business owner and mayor, Tanessa is a proven fighter who knows how to take on radical Governor Gavin Newsom and the liberal Sacramento politicians. Tanessa Audette will stand up for North State values. That's why she's earned the endorsements of Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Tom McClintock. She's a fighter for taxpayers, too, and the only candidate officially endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. In this election, the only conservative Republican choice for State Assembly is Tanessa Audette. She'll fight for us, and she'll win.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a city council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. DeNuca for Reading City Council 2024.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I like it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're playing that because our guest, Dan, was in the Navy. This portion of the show brought to you by, I don't know if that's the song you want to hear, though. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry voted best in the North State 2023-2024, and they are. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter, they have a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices, locally owned, locally operated. In December, they've got to be like their 33rd or 34th anniversary in the business. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated. At 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. So I'm here with Dan Adams from Edgewood Plumbing. He was in the Navy. They moved up here 20 years ago to raise their kids.
Yep, definitely.
And then after working for a few other plumbers through the years, learning about the business, you opened your own business.
Correct, yeah.
So was that kind of a plan all the time?
After I plumbed for about 5 years, that's what I wanted to do, open my own. But I realized there's just so many different concepts, and there's different types of plumbers. There's commercial plumbers, there's residential plumbers, there's service plumbers, new construction plumbers. I mean, we all like to say we can do it all, and we can, but we find what we're best at and what our niche is, and that's what we found. Service plumbing was our niche, helping people.
Okay, so service plumbing is, you're the guys we call when on Thanksgiving, and we talked about this during break, you can't put turkey legs down the disposal.
You can try. Yeah.
You can try, but and then everything backs up. So what you have, like, okay, it's going to be Thanksgiving. It's going to be Christmas. Here's the hotline.
Yeah, it's the busiest season.
And you're going to be working. Just plan on it. You know, and if you're lucky, they'll feed you.
Many a times our plumbers have sat down and ate with families. Yeah, but usually they have another job to go to.
Yeah, we did it on Thanksgiving. Two plumbers just sat down, and we all had a great time. After we paid him. All right. So you started it, and was it just you when you first started?
It was just me. Yeah. Actually, it was just me. Of course, by then I was answering the phone and doing the jobs.
Yeah.
And I got to the point where I was underneath the house and a customer's calling me, you know, and I had to write it on something. So I'm writing on the bottom of the floor the phone number and what's wrong with their job, you know. So I finished that job and I left, got paid, and I'm driving to my next job and realized the only place the information is underneath that house. So I actually had to go back to the house, climb back underneath there, and get the phone number. And that's when Holly came on board. It's like, all right, you got to come on board.
And Holly, of course, is your beautiful wife.
She is, yeah.
And
it was a small part.
I remember. Her. I'm just trying to remember what color she was painted.
She was red. She was red, the girlfriend. She was Star-Lord's girlfriend. Yeah.
There you go. No, I remember her. She came up to Linda and I and introduced herself. And okay, so now I'm looking at your website, which is really cool, and it's edgewoodplumbing.com, and providing, I love this, honest plumbing service into Reading.
We're big on that, yeah.
So you do then service, so that's like, residential?
Service and repair, and mainly residential. We'll do a little commercial if we really like you, but mainly the houses. We're all people persons, so we want to get into the house and help people as quick as possible. Plumbing is kind of a necessity, and that's like, we just want to get in there, fix you, you know, as reasonable a price as possible, because plumbers are expensive. That's one thing everybody agrees on.
Let's just talk about people. You know, I am so in favor of young people getting into the service industry, mm-hmm. learning how to fix a diesel engine, how to weld, how to drive heavy equipment, working in, IT, where they can go through and get, their diplomas and working with, but it's all service, and it's all, what's the word I'm looking for, vocational type stuff.
Yeah.
My gosh, without it.
Oh yeah,
and grind to a halt.
And sometimes it's they're very lucrative, high paying job. We go in and speak to the high schools, and that's what we tell the kids. I favor plumbing, but I talk about all the different trades, and some you want to get in and out as fast as possible, and others that you can make a whole career at it.
Oh yeah, yeah. So you all also have Edgewood Plumbing senior military discounts.
Absolutely,
that's
yeah.
Cool.
We try to give back. Yeah.
Well, and I also see you have up there the pet of the week.
Oh, we do. That's been a big, big hot one, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we do ours, too. You know, they come in on Fridays and all this. So it says here, 24-hour,
365 days a year. Yeah, when it breaks and you call, that's what. And we try to be respectful from our plumbers. I mean, we'll get that person that, works nights, so they want to replace their faucet at 2 in the morning. We're not coming out. But if you have an emergency, we'll come out.
Okay, yeah. That's great. Now, I'm seeing, it looks like you've got like 6 vehicles now?
I have 8 vehicles, yeah. We have 6 journeyman plumbers and 2 apprentices. And one of the apprentices is a lady, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you said. And she's small.
She's small. She's
so big. She can get in underneath the house like I did when I was a plumber's assistant. I wasn't an apprentice. I wasn't a trainee. I was just carrying stuff.
That's all you do at
first.
That's
all I did for a summer when I was going to school. So you've grown.
Yeah, we never wanted to be this big, but we just every day. Typically, we always get more calls than we can handle. So every day, I have to tell people no, and it's hard to decide who you can help and who you can't. So we just kept getting bigger and kept getting bigger.
Yeah,
and we're finally at the point where we can almost handle as many calls as we have coming in.
Almost. There's 98,000 people in this in this city, and so many houses and so many buildings and all this. And there's a number of plumbing companies out here, but you've managed to grow yours a lot. So it kind of tells me you're probably doing good work.
We do. We do good work, and we try to just get in and out fast. We're on the side of our vans. If you've ever seen it, it always says when you want a plumber, not a salesman, because we're not big sales guys.
Yeah, you know what? That's one of the things it says, and when you want a plumber, not a salesman. And you work Redding, Anderson, Shasta Lake.
Yeah.
So you'll travel out.
I don't travel very far anymore, but Cottonwood's about as far. And then when you call me from Cottonwood, I always ask where at in Cottonwood. Because they think anything between I-5 and the Pacific Ocean is Cottonwood.
That's because they're from Cottonwood.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm here with Dan Adams from Edgewood Plumbing. We met at Bark Wine and Brew. Y'all are big supporters, obviously, of Haven Humane. Veteran-owned business, his wife Holly who's taking care of the business. See, I understand that. That's why Linda? Linda's making sure the rest of our life stays.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, stays together. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, it's a small bank, but it's mighty. It's a small but mighty bank. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. Now, they started about 17, 18 years ago. They won an award this year for being one of the best small banks in the nation. So it tells you something. We do business. We put all of our business, personal and everything, into Cornerstone Community Bank because they are just very service-oriented, very much taking care of their customers. For more information, just drop by one of the branches or go to bankcornerstone.com. I can tell you, it's a good place to work with. They are a community bank, a local board of directors. Matt Mosley is the president, and the Mosley family's lived here as long as anybody has. So, Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Edgewood Plumbing.
Yeah, we actually do our banking.
I'm Dolores Lucero, speaking hard truth about our upcoming election. I am running for Shasta County Office of Education, School Board, because enough is enough. Wake up, Shasta County. Special interest groups don't always know what's best for us. Don't let anyone tell you how to vote. That's your constitutional right and yours alone. I am taking a bold stand against corruption in our local California Government Code 1090. It exists to prevent officials from profiting off of their position. Here we are watching the same faces rotate through the offices in Richmond themselves while our community is suffering. We need to break the cycle. These endorsement groups and career politicians want you to fall in line, but I am calling for you to think for yourself. Question everything. If I elect, I pledge to ensure fair representation, protect the constitutional rights equally, and be your eyes and ears and your voice in government. I will uphold the Constitution and protect our citizens' rights. Let's take back Shasta County. Vote November 5th, 2024, paid by Dolores Lucero.
I'm Erin Resner. I'm running for the 2-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up.
where local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Resner for City Council 2024.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
For over 75 years, the Reading Rodeo has been at the heart of our community, bringing families together, celebrating tradition, and supporting local businesses. It's more than an event, it's part of who we are. But now, special interests are targeting the rodeo grounds, pushing to declare it surplus land, threatening to erase this important piece of Reading's history. Dave Backus says, no way. Dave Backus stands with our community. He believes in protecting the Reading Rodeo, its heritage, and the families who've cherished it for generations. He knows there's no reason we can't secure a long-term lease for the rodeo grounds right now, keeping this tradition alive for years to come. The Reading Rodeo is part of our city's fabric, and he'll fight to preserve it. We don't need special interests deciding our future. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Shasta County Supervisor Mary Rickert said no to a 70% pay raise.
But the rest of the board voted yes. Now Mary donates a raise back to county employees.
When wildfires began to get worse and spread faster,
Mary started the Fire Safe Councils.
When we think of common sense, fiscal responsibility,
we think of Mary Rickert, a supervisor who works for the people.
A vote for Mary Rickert November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mike Latah, and I am running for Reading City Council. Each year, my family passes out over 2,000 flags in our neighborhood to support military. As an Army veteran, I take our city's dedication to honoring our veterans seriously. No soldier should suffer after returning home from serving our country. As your city councilman, I commit to making sure our veterans are housed and have the health services they need to thrive. They fought for us, and we will fight for them. Vote Mike Latah for Reading City Council and support our troops.
Ad paid for by Latah for City Council.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Serves 100 ships a day, lonely sailors half the time away.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 29th of October, 7:53 in the morning, about 48 degrees out there. Sunny today, the rain's going to start tomorrow. I'm here with Dan Adams, from Edgewood Plumbing. Hello, Holly. We know you're listening. Now, we talked all about business, how you got into business and all that, but now let's get down to the...
Down the dirty
stuff. Okay. What should people expect when they call a plumber and they've got a problem? Let's just say it's a clogged toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What should they expect from their plumber?
The first thing that always gets me is when the plumber shows up and the homeowner wants to show them everything that they've done and they've tried. You got to realize you're on the clock, and he may have six or seven more jobs to go to after this.
That's Buford. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was something went past my legs. Yeah.
At least I hope that's Buford.
Give them a brief description of what happened, you know, and what signs you're seeing, and let them go from there.
Okay. So yeah. When they come in, I would just say, toilet's plugged.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
And then answer his questions. Like, did you try it? You know.
Yeah. He'll start to ask you questions. And he's not being rude. Some people get.
No.
Think he's. He's just trying to get as much. I always tell my plumbers, listen to what the customer is telling you, not what they're saying, because they'll guide you in the wrong direction sometimes, and you just need to hear all the signs and diagnose, because you can't see the plumbing. It's all hidden. Whatever the problem is hidden under the floor in the walls. But you need to hear all those little things.
An insidious way to control us through plumbers. Okay. So. Plumber shows up, toilet's plugged up, and he could say, well, have you done anything? Yep, I plunged it, and that's it, and it's not working.
Yeah, and the first thing, if it was a clogged toilet, he'll ask you, has it had any signs anywhere else? Is anything? And then you'll tell him, well, when I was running the laundry, that's when the toilet backed up. Now he knows it's not the toilet. Now he knows it's a mainline sewer.
Okay.
Or, you know, what else is clogged?
Yeah, or it's coming up through the shower.
Shower, exactly. Yeah, then you know. Yeah,
but we've got big problems here.
They're very knowledgeable. They're trying to get that information. And some people get really frozen. You know, they don't want to give any information. Some people give too much information. They'll tell you who was using the bathroom and how often they use it. You know, you don't need to know that.
You don't need to know that. Okay, so then the plumber should then do what?
So then he'll diagnose it, and he'll spend, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, and of course he's going to be asked, you know, 100 times, what do you think it is? What do you think it is? Give him a few minutes to figure it out, and then, you know, he's going to get whatever tool he needs, and he might pull the toilet, he might not pull the toilet, and let him do his job. And just keep in mind, probably the biggest thing, plumbers, one of the things that's hard on us is pets. If you have a dog that's jumping all over everybody, don't have him in there with the poor plumber. He's going to be bent down on his knees, and any dog knows that it is playtime to see a plumber on his knees.
You know, I never even thought of that because, you know, now we have Buford, who thinks that everybody in the world loves him. So keep your pets away.
Please, yeah.
Tell them it's plugged up, this is what I did, and then, see, I'm the perfect customer because you come in, and I'll go, there it is.
Oh, we love that.
And then I walk away because I don't do plumbing. I don't do electricity. I don't do that kind of stuff. And maybe I might come, if I hear screaming, I would come back just in case, you know, he's got his arm caught someplace. But
yeah, we have people, they'll pull up the chair. Hey, we don't mind. You know, that's one thing I tell my apprentices. On this job, somebody's going to be watching you. You might have somebody that pulls a chair within 6 inches of you and watches you work. And that's just our job. You're spending their money.
So you don't mind that?
It can make some people uncomfortable, but we get used to it, yeah.
Well, you know, because they want to see if there's something simple I'm going to tell you off air what we did one time that cost me.
Yeah.
Cost me an hour for about 3 minutes.
And
because I didn't check something.
I was telling my plumbers, when you go in there and there's a clogged toilet and a whole bunch of kids around, one of the kids will stick around. And, you know, just wait for me. You could spot which kid flushed what. And you just tell them, you know, what was it? You know, was it a Pokemon? Was it a...
Okay, which one of your little brats? And then they all scatter. No, mine was just... not tightening something and realizing it needed to be tightened, so we had this steady drip. And when he came out, he looked at it, cut followed, he twisted it, and it stopped. And I went, okay, but tell me. I always check that now. Okay, we're here with Don Adams, and we're just talking about his business and all this, but when a plumber comes, big things are, tell him what the problem is. If he asks you, you know, what'd you do? Tell him. And then just kind of like step back.
Yeah. Let them work. Yeah. Let them have room to work.
Okay. Great.
And I can tell you, especially on these cold mornings, it does not hurt to, if you see a plumber and he's miserable and he's been in the rain all day and he comes in, offer him a cup of coffee, or on a hot day, offer him a glass of water. You'd be amazed how much that could really help you financially, just that little gesture of kindness.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
makes a huge difference.
If you're out there, like we have people working on the HVAC, who's out there, I always offer them a beer, and they go, water, and then at the end, because at the end of the day, you know, that beer's still there. Oh, yeah. You know, something like that. Because they're doing something for you. And we've got to run, Dan. How do people get a hold of Edgewood Plumbing?
You just call us 530-605-0954.
Or you go to edgewoodplumbing.com.
Yep, and you can email us directly. A lot of people texting nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. And, Holly, we're going to have you on next time.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, well, you know what? You support our community, and we haven't had a plumbing business on in a long time, and there's so much that people need to know.
They do, yeah. Save them money.
Thanks, Dan. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Haven Humane with us.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
From townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A longtime Trump ally is a free man this morning.
Steve Bannon has been released from federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut, after serving a four-month sentence on two counts of contempt of Congress. And just a week before the election, is taking back the helm of War Room, his right-wing podcast. Reporting for prison back on July 1st, Bannon referred to himself as a political prisoner.
I'm proud of going to prison.
He left the facility before dawn and was greeted by his daughter. The New York Times reports that in an interview before his release, he said, "I'm not broken, I'm empowered," and predicted a bitter legal battle after Election Day. Asked if he thought it had been worth going to prison to not testify before Congress, he said 1,000%. I'm Jennifer King.
By one estimate, American consumers feeling quite a bit more confidence as Election Day nears. The Conference Board's closely watched Consumer Confidence Index seen its biggest monthly gain since March of 2021. A big city newspaper, one of several not endorsing a presidential candidate this time around, apparently lost some business.
According to a report by NPR, more than 200,000 people have canceled subscriptions to the Washington Post since the newspaper announced its decision last week not to endorse a candidate for president. The reported loss of subscriptions of that magnitude would be a blow to a news outlet that is already facing financial headwinds. The timing of the non-endorsement led critics to question whether Post owner and Amazon founder Jeff Bezos had been concerned about whether Republican Donald Trump might retaliate over a Kamala Harris endorsement if he were elected president. I'm Norman Hall.
Harris delivers her campaign's closing argument today on the grassy ellipse near the White House. Former President Trump to campaign in Pennsylvania. That includes a rally tonight in Allentown. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, folks. Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at the Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax advantage status. So text PREPARE to 989898. That's PREPARE to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
The Pentagon says North Korea has sent 10,000 soldiers to Russia, and the troops are undergoing training before likely being dispatched to Ukraine.
It's not clear how they will be deployed, but it is interesting because on the Western side, Western allies, the U.S., have been wary of this war's footprint spreading. And Russia's strengthening relationship with North Korea does just that on the other side. What we're hearing from the Pentagon is that there will be no new restrictions announced on missiles it provides Ukraine or on what it hits inside Russia. And that includes, potentially, hypothetically, on North Korean soldiers.
The BBC's James Waterhouse. North Korea says its top diplomat is visiting Russia, another sign of their deepening ties. North Korea's official news agency says the delegation led by its foreign minister departed for Russia Monday, did not specify the purpose of the visit. News and analysis, townhall.com. North Carolina elections officials say voting preparations are running smoothly, even as the state struggles in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene.
After the first week of early voting, more than 2.3 million voters have cast their ballots in the state, a 30% turnout of registered voters with 8 days remaining until Election Day. While over 400 early voting sites are currently open, local boards of elections are also gearing up to open more than 2,600 Election Day polling stations statewide. The 25 counties in western North Carolina hardest hit by the hurricane will continue to receive additional support to ensure that polling stations are open. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Its value meals helped turn around McDonald's U.S. sales in the third quarter. The recovery could be hindered by an E. coli outbreak tied to quarter pounders. McDonald's says U.S. same-store sales rose 0.3% from July through September. Revenue also rose. It gained 3% to $6.87 billion. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 29th of October, 8:05 in the morning, in the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm, his last day here on the in the mornings. He'll be working in the evenings because he's working another job for about another, 2 months, and then you're taking off.
It's a seasonal job, so they were fine with it, luckily.
Okay.
Which is very lucky.
Yeah.
Hey, the national day is about you today, Carl. It's National Hermit Day.
Hermit? Hermit's Day? Oh, you are feisty today. I'm just going to have to roll up a newspaper and smack you on the nose.
It's also National Cat Day, so I'm going to work with the guest to get Carl a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy. Done.
It's not a problem getting cats. It's a problem. It's a problem about having too many cats. You know, if you want to, you know what you call a six pack of cats? That's a cat lady starter pack. The weather is out there. Okay. Today, sunny with a high near about 66. But we're going to have a wind gust. It could be as high as 22 miles per hour. And tonight, mostly cloudy. Now, the rain has a chance of starting tomorrow with a 40% chance of showers with a high near 60. And then Wednesday night showers, it's going to be in the 60s through next, Monday, and the low is in the mid-40s. So if you haven't turned off your watering systems, it might be a time to do it now. Wednesday night showers, Thursday showers, Friday, Saturday, a chance of showers, mainly before 11 a.m., and then it starts clearing up. And then Sunday will be sunny with a high near 68. So get ready for the rain. I was looking at a weather forecast the other day, and it's coming down from the north. So stand by for showers. Weather reports always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, been in the business over 30 years. They're under the third generation running that business, and they do treat their customers as warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other plans, other programs. It's a veteran-owned business, and like I said, locally owned, locally operated. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And if it's the last Tuesday of the month, it must be Mark Story. And the CEO of Haven Humane has joined us. And that's why we brought in Buford, so that he could see his uncle.
Yeah. Good morning. He's over here sniffing my shoes right now, but I was just giving him some loving. He's a great boy.
The fact that you're wearing shoes is a surprise, is it? Because the temperature's down in the 40s.
Do you think I put my mucklucks on?
That's usually where your sandals. So how are you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, look, after watching you for over a year, Ben is joining the Air Force.
What?
Ben's joining the Air Force. He's leaving in January.
All right. Congrats.
That's estimated.
That's why we were talking about the different jobs he was looking
at. Okay. Yeah. We'll talk off air for sure before I leave. Yeah, definitely.
So he can tell
Congrats. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you.
Because everything he is today is because of the Air Force.
Well, a lot of what I am today is because of the Air Force. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I give the Air Force a lot of credit. Yeah, for sure.
So tell me about Dodger.
Dodger is such an amazing dog. Dodger came to us a few months ago. He actually was found in one of our local parks, tied to a fence, abandoned. He's a one-year-old husky, just an absolute love, loves other dogs. I fell in love with Dodger, which is why he's on today's topics list. I spent a lot of time with Dodger. He is just so much fun, so great. And I'm very pleased to say Dodger found a forever home on Saturday. So somebody came
great.
In and adopted Dodger. And I'm very happy. It's a friend of mine, so I get to keep track of him, which is great. And they are doing fantastic, and they say they absolutely love him. So, it's going great, and I absolutely adore Dodger. So I want to talk about Dodger because he was one of our longest-term residents.
Really?
And so for him to get adopted was pretty special.
How long was he there?
I don't know the exact, but it's been quite a while. Yeah, quite a few months.
Because Buford was there for, 72 days. And
he's been there longer than that. Yeah, he was there definitely longer than that.
And let me tell you, you think, they've been in there a long time and they're ruined. And well, you know, I don't know if it. I don't think Buford got any special attention. Maybe he got a little special attention.
Buford was love like Dodger. I mean, they're all love. Don't get me wrong, but. The ones that were there, that are there for, over a month, and, then the staff, the volunteers, we all get to know them better. And so just by the nature of them being there longer, if you hang out with somebody longer, you get to know them better and, you get closer to them. And so Buford was like that and Dodger was like that. And we have many others like that at Haven. We have a couple of Shastas. We've got one that's a Husky, one that's a mix, a mutt, both great dogs. We've got Fitz, who just came back, unfortunately, who was a camp dog, who's just an amazing dog, who everybody is just in love with. I mean, we have so many amazing dogs and cats right now that are all looking for forever homes.
Well, when they come back, because is it that it's just not working out, or that it seemed like it was going to be okay, or...
Yeah, there's all kinds of different reasons why they might come back. Unfortunately for Fitz, he was a stray, and we can't get a hold of the adopter, so we have no idea what happened with Fitz. But what we do know is he's a fantastic boy who deserves a loving forever home, and we're sorry that the one that we thought he found wasn't the right fit. So we're going to continue to look and find Fitz a great home because he is a great dog. And speaking of great dogs and Fitz... We have another dog named Spitz, I believe is his name.
Spitz?
Yeah, and there's a really, really cute Facebook video. If you go to our Facebook page, Haven Humane, they did a great video with him and a pumpkin, and it is the cutest little video. It's very quick. our marketing team, our development team is doing such a great job, and it's just, it's so cute. So,
well, you're still... up to your knees in dogs and cats. Has it gotten a little better?
No, we're up to our eyeballs in him. Yeah, we were up to our knees years ago. We're up to our eyeballs in him. But, yeah, we have tons of animals. And, we were fortunate. We did a Bissell Empty the Shelter for the first half of October. Now we're doing Subaru Loves Pets event through the end of the month. So we have three more days today, tomorrow, and Thursday.
Yep.
So they are sponsoring all of them. And big shout out to Subaru and to Bissell. We had a big adoption event and just an event out at Subaru on Saturday. Thank you to our local Subaru running Subaru for doing that, which was great. We didn't get any adoptions that day, but you know what? We were out there. The dogs got some field trips out there. And so hopefully some of those folks that met those dogs are thinking about adopting and coming back in and adopting. But it was good to be out in the community for our team, which was great. We also were at Anderson River Park for, I think it was Truck or Treat. There's a couple different names that are really close on Saturday. And I want to thank all the volunteers who went out and did that. We've got another event coming up. I think it might be tonight or tomorrow. That's kind of the same thing. It's another, I think that one's in the mall, but I'm not positive about that. But we have volunteers out all over the place and just, getting out there in the community
sure.
and not only promoting Haven, promoting all of our animals, all of our services, and everything that we do for
absolutely.
The community. So,
okay, we need to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk. I mean, you've got a list of things here. I'm not sure it's on here, but what? Watching out for Halloween to keep your animals safe.
Absolutely, sure. Yeah.
So, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You know, if you've been injured at work and you're not getting the treatment that you deserve or that you have earned, you might need some help. And if you need some help, you got to give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. You know, work injuries can be life-changing for you, your family. And if it's not going the way it should because insurance companies are holding back or they're just taking forever, they don't want, you know, it just seems like you can't get the assistance you need and all you want to do is go back to work. Your employer wants you to go back to work. Everybody wants to go back to work, but yet it's not happening. That's when you need to give Patrick Gorman a call. He's a veteran, a former law enforcement. He started in the workers' comp. He's built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. This is a guy you need to talk to. Like I said, it's a free consultation. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. And we'll be right back with Mark Story and Haven Humane.
I want to turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I'll find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's song. This world keeps spinning and there's no time to wait. Will it all?
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Redding families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Redding's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Redding City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Redding. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Redding City Council. Let's keep Redding in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. DeNuca for Redding City Council 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Ad paid for by Excellence in Education, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Standing up for what's right takes grit, determination, and unwavering commitment. That's why Tanessa Audette is running for State Assembly and why she's earned the trust of conservative leaders across California. A lifelong conservative, Tanessa is the only Republican endorsed by the California Republican Party and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. A small business owner and mayor, Tanessa is a proven fighter who knows how to take on radical Governor Gavin Newsom and the liberal Sacramento politicians. Tanessa Audette will stand up for North State values. That's why she's earned the endorsements of Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Tom McClintock. She's a fighter for taxpayers, too, and the only candidate officially endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. In this election, the only conservative Republican choice for State Assembly is Tanessa Audette. She'll fight for us, and she'll win.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, I'm Joshua Johnson, Reading City Council member and local business owner. I'm running to make local government work for you over the next 4 years. As a local builder, husband, and father, I'm deeply committed to seeing our city thrive for generations to come. I want to see us hold on to our history and our culture while also making a future for our children and grandchildren. As your council member, I will vote to make it easier to build homes, strongly support our police and fire, expand our city's partnership with the Reading Rodeo and the Civic Auditorium, reduce homelessness focused on drug addiction and mental health, develop economic policies to increase job growth, and create incentives that attract medical professionals. I will increase speed to permitting and bring stability to government that focuses on common goals in our community. To do all of this, I need your vote on November 5th to ensure our local government works for you, the voters. This ad is paid for by Joshua Johnson for Reading City Council 2024.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Reading deserves a city council that works for us, the people, not special interest groups. But right now, behind closed doors, big money players are influencing decisions that impact your neighborhood, your family, and your future. From housing to public safety, these groups are pushing their own agendas, and it's leaving hardworking Reading residents behind. But Dave Backus is fighting back. Dave believes city council should be about service, not self-interest. He's committed to transparency, accountability, and making sure every decision benefits you, not wealthy insiders. As a longtime resident, Dave Backus knows our challenges and understands our values. He's running for city council to give the power back to Reading's families, where it belongs. Together, we can put an end to special interests running our city council. Let's build a Reading that works for all of us. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to the place that you belong. Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:21 in the morning here. It's 50-something degrees, around 50 degrees. And we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. And have you been on since Bark, Wine, and Brew?
No.
So two things we want to talk about is Bark, Wine, and Brew, and then Halloween and your pets. So let's talk about Bark, Wine, and Brew first. How was it? It seemed like it was pretty damn good.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was a great event. I think everybody really enjoyed it. I thought there were a lot of costumes, which was fantastic. So everybody looked fantastic, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah, no, it was great. Thanks to all of our sponsors that made that happen, everybody that attended, and we're already working on next year.
Oh, so what's it going to be? What's the theme for next year?
Next year is Pirates.
Oh, that's right, Pirates. Yeah. Arg.
Yeah.
Org. Now, the only problem with having pirates is that the next day, Haven Humane is going to get like 10 parrots.
No.
people have gotten parrots just for that big event, and now they're returning them.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
The parrots. Do you ever get parrots in? Or
rarely, but yes.
Every so often? No.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm going to knock on wood somewhere.
Well, yeah. Over there. Yeah. The thing about parrots and macaws and those smaller parrots, they live forever.
Yeah, they live a long time.
They live a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, like 50, 60 years.
Yeah, our board chair has, I think, three of them.
Oh my gosh,
Connie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They live a long time, and you have to have a plan for them.
Yeah.
Sometimes beyond your lifespan, because they may outlive you.
Yeah.
Most times they will.
Well, I bought a horse that could outlive me. So if we take care of her, Courtney, she keeps. Who knows? But anyway, it was a great event.
Thank you. Yeah.
Still,
thanks for ending
up with people.
It.
Well, you know, us and Baron, and then your auctioneer and all of that. And then Dan, who is the Edgewood Pony, and Dan and Holly are big supporters of.
They
I
are.
Believe,
they
of,
always have
of
been.
You all.
And they got in big time costumes.
Big time costumes. And,
yeah. In fact, they won second place for the costume contest.
Well, and the only reason that they didn't win first is due to the arcane rules that you have. The best. What is it, the best decorated table?
Well, I wouldn't say it's just because of that. I mean, they did make the volunteers at Haven the heroes and made special shirts and decorated the table and went really above and beyond. So
they did. So, and that was part of his best decorated table.
It was really cool.
But then they got kind of, though, the costume
thing. Yeah, their costumes were great.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Edgewood was. Yeah, they were amazing. Yeah.
Okay, Halloween this week.
Yeah, Halloween's on Thursday, so... Halloween's a scary time. I mean, it's scary for our kids when they see people dressed up. Imagine the dogs and our pets. You know, they see these giant humans in costumes. It's very scary. So please plan ahead for that. If you're going to open the door for trick-or-treaters, which is fantastic and highly encouraged, make sure that your pets are maybe secure in another room or have some kind of gate so they can't get out there, because you just don't know how they're going to react, because they may feel threatened. And that's the last thing we want is some kid who's super excited about Halloween in a cute costume, but maybe it's kind of a scary costume for your dog, and your dog, you know, bites out of fear. And that's exactly what it would be. It wouldn't necessarily be aggressiveness or protection in the home. So just think about that, because Halloween can be a scary time for our pets. So,
and then candy.
Yeah, don't and let them stuff, have candy either.
The stuff that people bring home, kids, and you might dump it out on the table, but your dog can reach it.
Yeah, make sure that you're really watching that, too, because a lot of those candies can really make your dog sick and your cat sick.
Chocolate.
They could choke on it. They could, eat enough chocolate, it could kill them, but really they could get really sick from just eating one piece. So just really be careful with that. It's not good for them at all. I mean, an argument can be made it's not good for us, but we all love it. So, but it's not good for them. It will make them sick. So. And just keep an eye on it and make sure that they're clear of that so that everybody can have a great Halloween.
Yep, so make sure is that when kids come to the door and everybody's screaming and excited, that your dog doesn't get too excited, or your cat. And then afterwards, protect them from all the candy that's brought back. Now, frankly, I wait till like 8:30 to the end of the Halloweening. And then I go from door to door from people, you know, I've got stuff out there and just collect up there. I'd really like if they if they leave a bowl on the on the outside. Yeah. And then if you're giving away those little tiny Snickers, give us a call, 605-456-67, and just let us know your address. And if you're giving those away, just let me know. And Ben's gonna come out there. Ben loves baby Snickers.
Okay.
We call him Baby Ben.
Okay.
Because he's young. Okay. So be aware of the kids coming.
Yeah, and watch the candy.
And watch the candy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Save the dates.
Yeah, we got a couple things coming up.
Okay.
Which is great. So on November 5th, which is, what is that, next Tuesday, I believe?
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Like
next Tuesday, we've got a dog licensing clinic at Haven. It's going to be from 2 to 4 p.m. It'll be, I think they're going to set up right there in front of the hospital. So rabies shots will be $8. Microchips are $30, and you can get your license there as well. North State Giving Tuesday is coming up. It's actually, I think that's wrong.
December 2nd?
I think it's December 3rd, but let me make sure. It is. It's December 3rd. It's Tuesday, December 3rd, so Giving Tuesday is coming up. Giving Tuesday, it's so important that we support the nonprofits in our area, Haven being one of them. It's been really, really tough on nonprofits lately. Finances are extremely difficult right now. You know, we're in a business where if we increase our costs, all we do is decrease our adoptions and decrease services, unfortunately. So we don't really increase our costs too much. We've increased our vaccinations and our medical a little bit, but really just to get more in line with what the costs have increased for us to get them. But It's tough. So North Stick Giving Tuesday is a great day to give because your dollar goes farther than any other day thanks to the Community Foundation of the North State. They do such a great job. There are so many nonprofits that do it. I highly encourage people on that day to donate. And go on NorthStateGives.org. Check out all the nonprofits. Go through and read it. I mean, there's it's something like 140, 180. I mean, there's just a ton of nonprofits in our area in the North State. Go through there and just read some of them. I mean, I think you'll be blown away at how many organizations are here supporting animals, people, our community.
Oh, yeah.
And
just go to, that day and just start looking through it. And it's broken down in groups.
Yeah. And they've got great descriptions about what they do, like short descriptions about what each one of them does, what their mission is, which is really good. I like to go through and at least try and find some that I hadn't seen before and educate myself on what they're doing every year. And then if you can, please donate. If you donate to Haven, thank you. We appreciate it. The animals definitely need it. But please go on and take a look at it. And if you can't donate, that's okay. Just be aware of what's going on in there. And $10 is the minimum donation, so you can donate $10 to one of the nonprofits in our area. It's definitely much appreciated.
Okay. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. Which, by the way, Lucky Miller's has opened up a restaurant up in Dunsmere, and I've heard it is fantastic up there. We're going to have to make that run. But Cypress Square Barbershop has been around since 1960. They've been in the same location since 1967. Locally owned, locally operated. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Guys down there.
Cuts?
Oh, yeah. You can get a buzz cut there. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. And, I've never had a bad haircut, but yeah, they'll give you a buzz cut. In fact, you tell me when you're going down there.
I don't think I have much of a choice on the buzz cut.
We ought to start practicing now so you're ready, so your head's ready for it. And so you don't cry when they cut off all your hair at boot camp. They are, of course, open Monday through Friday. I work. I give them a call and make an appointment at 530-244-9478. Or you can just drop in if they've got an opening, and there you go. You're getting a haircut. But I think working, calling for an appointment makes it work on your schedule. It's man's last stronghold. And again, it's a barbershop, my friends, not a hair salon. And you go down there to get a buzz cut. And I might even pay for it. Ben?
I would take you up on that offer.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay. We'll be right back.
We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. Just the two of us. Building castles in the sky. Just the two of us. You and I. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait.
Hi, Mike Latoff. I am a husband, father, four, and veteran who has lived in Reading for over 30 years. I see Reading as a home that will thrive and be a city where everyone feels safe and has the chance to prosper. But I want to make sure we do it responsibly and respectfully to the communities who call this place home. As your Reading City Councilman, I pledge to prioritize keeping businesses safe, stabilizing our homeless crisis, and listening to your ideas about how Reading should grow and prosper. Big ideas are great, but they shouldn't be rushed. When I'm elected, I will work with all of you to make sure that we take each step together.
Ad paid for by Latoff or City Council.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Reading is more than just a city. It's a community, built by the hard work of its people, and Dave Backus knows this firsthand. As a local business owner and leader in our community, Dave has spent thousands of hours volunteering with local nonprofits, tackling the most important issues affecting Reading. From youth programs to the homeless, Dave understands what our community really needs.
Dave knows that volunteers make a city into a community, and he's deeply grateful for the countless hours that volunteers put in to make Reading a better place. As a business owner, Dave also understands the challenges of running a business here. He knows how to balance a budget and create a healthy environment for local businesses. He will ensure that Reading stays financially strong. Dave believes in this community, in our businesses, and in you. Together, we can build a better future for Reading. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5, with the unusual shaggy foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos. Finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Erin Resner. I'm running for the two-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small-town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Resner for City Council 2024.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Extremist policies are running California into the ground. But there is hope, because of leaders like the North States Assemblyman James Gallagher. James Gallagher is fighting for us to protect our way of life from the Sacramento politicians who want to take away our parental rights and our God-given freedoms. And he has the record to prove it. James took on Gavin Newsom over the state's abuse of power during the COVID-19 pandemic and won, protecting our local small businesses and our schools. And now, James Gallagher is fighting Gavin Newsom to bring accountability for criminals and cut our gas prices. That's why James is pushing for reforms like Prop 36 that'll make our communities safer, keep criminals behind bars, and reduce homelessness. And James will work to cut inflation and taxes, which make our groceries, our energy, and our cost of living higher. The North States Assemblyman. Conservative fighter, James Gallagher.
Paid for by Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
To the town of Albrea rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks.
Welcome back.
Around him. Didn't have too much
to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. Linda was in. Linda's out. She's, in fact, walking in and out on her way up to Weaverville. So, hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Today, the 29th of October, 8:38 in the morning, and about, 52 degrees out there. So, welcome back. And I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And we were talking about things that are going on. Let's talk about the vet hospital.
Yes, yeah, so our
was that a surprise? I mean, you handed it to me.
I know, I was reading the note. So our summer walk-in vaccine clinic hours are Wednesdays from 8 to 10 a.m. through this week. So this will be the last one. Tomorrow will be the last one from 8 to 10. And then next week we'll be changing it from 2 to 4 p.m. So 8 to 10 a.m. this week for the vaccine clinic. Next week, starting in November, it will be 2 to 4 p.m. Okay. And then when it gets hot again, we'll switch it back. I think it's scheduled for April, but I will remind everybody on the radio show for sure. We are booking public.
It is 44 degrees out there, so if you get out there in the morning, it's just a little chilly.
It's chilly right now, so. Yeah. But we're going to do – we went through the end of October because, I mean, last year it was, 90 in November, so you never know around here.
You know, it's – I've stopped trying to figure it out. And, you know, but I've come to the fact point that it's Redding, it's Northern California, just roll with it.
Yep, for sure. So we are booking public space and neuters, surgeries. The appointments are scheduled by calling the vet hospital at 8 a.m. on the last Monday of the month.
So we're talking animals here, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We've already filled the 3 months out. So that was yesterday was the day. So that was filled. So it's by phone only. Please don't come in. That will start again at the end of November, the last Monday of November. We will fill out 3 months from that as well.
Oh, so you, like if I called on the first Monday at 8 a.m.
That was the last Monday.
Last Monday of the month at 8 a.m. said, hey, I'd like to, I've got these two dogs that are now 4 months old and it's time, or 3 months old. When do you neuter a male dog?
Neuter them at 4 months. You can actually neuter them younger than that. As shelter animals, we can neuter
at 4 months.
Than that.
Okay, for shelter. Okay, so I've got 2 4-month-old dogs, and it's going to be 3 months before you can get them in.
That's correct.
Okay, so be thinking of, that's what I'm saying is, you adopt a dog, or you get a puppy, and they're just all cute and cuddly.
Well, if you adopt from us, they're already spayed and neutered.
Oh, that's true. And that's what we push.
Yeah.
But if you got ones, they say, from Uncle Jim, and who has a golden retriever that accidentally had puppies, if you want to get them, and you get them when they're, 6 weeks old? 8 weeks old?
8 weeks old.
8 weeks old. Mm-hmm. Call right then.
Yes.
Call right
then.
Well,
call on that last Monday.
On that last Monday,
yes.
Correct. And then you'll be able to take them in there for a free.
Yes.
Okay.
And we have two community cat spay-neuter days. One we call Feral Fiesta, which is the last Thursday of the month. We spay neuter up to 50 feral or community cats. A drop-off is at 7:15 a.m. People get there early. There are vouchers that are available to help with that. We also have the Princess Memorial Spay Neuter Day, which is for community cats. And it's brought to us by a generous anonymous cat lover, which is the second Thursday of every month. Haven will spay or neuter up to 35 cats free of charge.
Somebody is paying to have 35 cats.
Correct.
Neutered or spayed.
Yes.
And they're just, they're anonymous donor.
That's correct.
And, I mean, that's every month.
Yes. That's the second.
Whoever this is, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are because everybody is, thank you. Thank you very much for that. That is, the amount of good you are doing our community is just, it's tenfold. Because every one that you can have spayed or neutered means it's less kitties out there.
That's correct.
So
cats have to be in a live humane cat trap. Only one cat per trap allowed.
They can't be in a small squirrel trap
because it happens and we have to turn them away. So it has to be in a cat trap. If you're questioning the size, you can go on our website, havenhumane.org. It's got more information there. The cats will get spayed and neutered. They will get they'll get rabies vaccinated, and they will get their ear tipped. There is a 5-cat limit per household on this, and you definitely need to get there early to get in line for that. We also have, on Monday through Thursday, we have our trap neuter release program, which is the same thing where you can bring them in a trap, same kind of trap. There is a limit of 7 per day total for us. There's no daily limit per person. Each cat must be in its own trap again. And the cost is $45, but we do have vouchers available that offset a big portion or all of that cost, depending.
So you have to ask for the vouchers, or you all would just tell people about it?
Most people ask for the vouchers, but they'll tell as well. You have to go actually to the building next door to get the vouchers.
All right. Got it. Wow.
Okay. Lots of stuff going on.
Of course, we already thanked Kathy Bissell and the Bissell Pet Foundation, yep. But and then Subaru.
Yep.
They're picking up all the cost. This whole month, all the costs for adoption have been picked up.
Yeah, through the end of the month. Through Subaru. Yep.
Now, okay, this is a weird question, but you're used to these black cats around Halloween. I've told people that a lot of places won't adopt out black cats around Halloween. Is that true?
There are a lot of places that won't adopt black cats out around Halloween. We are not one of them. We will adopt out because we have the same process for every day of the year.
Okay.
And so we interview the folks. And
so, you know, it's not going to be some kind of weird person.
Correct.
Yeah. Cool. You know, I really love the photos you put on your website of people. And okay, is it just me or is that when you look at the animal and you look at the person that adopted it, you go, yeah, I see that.
Yeah, I know, it's not just you.
Yeah, you looked at Buford and Linda and I, and I go, yeah, that dog belongs with us. But you see all these animals, and you see the people, the wonderful people that adopt them, and you go, oh, yeah, no, this is perfect.
Yeah, our team does such an amazing job of getting the pictures of lost pets in, keeping our website and our Facebook up to date, and then taking cute pictures of our adoptable animals, and then taking pictures when they get adopted so we can share that great news with everybody. Because we have so much support on our social media, and, you know, people are networking our animals and sharing and helping out, and that is just amazing. So we want to share those successes with our team, and anybody who's helping us network our pets is part of our team, and so that's a very important part of what we do, and we love that. And no, you're not the only one that does that. I say that all the time when I see those pictures.
Whoa, that dog couldn't have gone with anybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what the good thing is, we've got to take a break, is when we take him up. I know that you all don't think they should go to dog parks, but we take him up to the dog park, and we watch him, and if things get a little bit rough, we just take him out. But he gets great running. He's never been in a fight, because Buford's not an aggressive dog, but he loves to play. You'd be amazed at how many people got their animals from Haven Humane.
Yeah, no, and real quick, I like dog parks. It just has to be the right dog to go, and Buford is the right kind of dog, and you have to be a responsible dog owner when you go there to watch what's going on, because sometimes it's not your dog that's the problem. It's somebody else's dog might be a problem.
And that's what we've seen. And so what happens, they get, you know, a little aggressive or something like that, and then he just puts the leash on him and says, we're going.
Yeah, but the dog parks are great, especially when you think about people that live in apartments and have dogs, and they need to get some running. They bring them to the dog park, they run. It's great. So, you know,
I
like
and
the
all
dog
this.
Park.
I have seen dog fights up there, but that was years ago. And it was, you know, believe it or not, it was one person and the dogs he had. In fact, after we do our thing today, I'll probably take him up there and let him run for a while.
I think that's right.
Yep. Okay, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back.
Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, hello, boom, we'll meet again, boom. Ding dong, ding dong, a lang, a lang, a lang. Oh, 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 bip, a bip, a bip, a bip, a bip. Oh, life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life would be a dream, sweetheart.
Shasta County Supervisor Mary Rickert said no to a 70% pay raise.
But the rest of the board voted yes. Now Mary donates a raise back to county employees.
When wildfires began to get worse and spread faster,
Mary started the Fire Safe Councils.
When we think of common sense, fiscal responsibility,
we think of Mary Rickert, a supervisor who works for the people.
A vote for Mary Rickert, November 5th, is a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
We all know the Reading Rodeo has been around for 75 years. So why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75? This is Mike Latock, candidate for Reading City Council. Reading has been my home for 30 years. And like all of you, I love taking my children to the pancake breakfast and the rodeo. It's not just an economic generator that brings $10 million in each year. It's a staple to the culture of our community. So I ask again, why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75 years of Reading tradition? A vote for Mike Latock is a vote for Reading Rodeo.
Ad paid for by Latock for City Council.
Extremist policies are running California into the ground. But there is hope, because of leaders like the North States Assemblyman James Gallagher. James Gallagher is fighting for us to protect our way of life from the Sacramento politicians who want to take away our parental rights and our God-given freedoms. And he has the record to prove it. James took on Gavin Newsom over the state's abuse of power during the COVID-19 pandemic and won, protecting our local small businesses and our schools. And now, James Gallagher is fighting Gavin Newsom to bring accountability for criminals and cut our gas prices. That's why James is pushing for reforms like Prop 36 that'll make our communities safer, keep criminals behind bars, and reduce homelessness. And James will work to cut inflation and taxes, which make our groceries, our energy, and our cost of living higher. The North State's Assemblyman, conservative fighter, James Gallagher.
Paid for by Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Hey, this is Carlin and DeBot. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
I'm Erin Resner. I'm running for the 2-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Resner for City Council 2024.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Corky Harmon, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3 because I want to help improve our quality of life, protect our God-given rights, and preserve our rural way of life. We need strong leadership rooted in conservative values and common sense. I've lived in Palo Cedro for over 34 years and owned 3 successful businesses here in Shasta County, Stemple Weeble House, White Rock Trucking, and Mountain Gate Quarry. In running these businesses, I have developed a unique understanding of government operations, finances, and project management. My priorities are family, faith, and community. I have no hidden agenda, only a commitment to serve every citizen and be your voice on the Board of Supervisors. A vote for me is a vote for the people, and I'm ready to go to work. I humbly ask for your vote on November 5th. Corky Harmon for Supervisor District 3. Thank you and God bless. Learn more about me and my experiences at CorkyHarmon.com. That's C-O-R-K-E-Y Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Corky Harmon, Supervisor District 3.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of... You didn't have to cut it off right
away. Speedy today, Carl.
Yeah, well, I am. I just jumped in. But, you know, you can let it play, kind of take it down slowly. Can you hear me, Penelope? Can you hear me?
Don't tell her what I called her.
He called you Penelope. And I said, you mean Penelope?
Penelope.
Penelope, yeah. But this is the guy that went Cognac. You know, cognac is?
Yeah, it's cognac. I know what
it is. No, it was worse than that. What would you say?
Cognac and cheese.
Cognac and cheese. Come on. He's 18. How's he going to know these things? He doesn't drink. Doesn't use drugs that I know of. He doesn't use drugs. And he is perfect for the Air Force. And he has, you know, he has a tutu. So, perfect for the Air Force.
Listen to this guy. He's just jealous. Don't sweat it.
Jealous. Yes. I tell you what. You're jealous when you see how Air Force guys live, guys and girls live. I mean, you all live great compared to Marines.
Smarter, not harder.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Okay. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're talking this. We're down in our final segment here. And what do you want to hit here?
Volunteers.
Volunteers, okay.
Yeah, I want to talk about the volunteers. I talked about it earlier. You know, our volunteers have been just, I mean, we couldn't have gotten through the last month without them. We just couldn't. They were amazing during Bark, Wine, and Brew. We had probably 20, 25 volunteers there with setup and tear down and helping during the event, which they're just amazing. We had the event on Saturday. We had two events on Saturday. We had a bunch of volunteers at one at Anderson River Park. We had a bunch of volunteers at Subaru. We have a bunch of volunteers going out, I think it's today, for another Halloween event. We have volunteers that are walking the dogs. Buford, they fell in love with Buford because of the volunteers.
Yeah.
I mean, I took a picture of Buford this morning with me so I could send it to a couple of volunteers.
Well, one of them, was it Jennifer, I think? She was
Heather.
Heather. Yeah. Heather was almost in tears.
Heather wasn't almost in tears. Heather was in tears. But
when Buford left. And, you know, but this is indicative of your people take care of these animals. Yeah. It's tough. It's tough on the animals and it's tough on your volunteers. But if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't have Buford being the way it was.
Correct. Same thing with Dodger. You know, I give them full credit. And the list goes on and on with the animals. But, you know, we have volunteers to help out in the hospital that maybe can't walk dogs or don't want to walk dogs, and they go out and they help out with the hospital. We have had people that have helped out in development. We have two volunteers that made Bark, Wine, and Brew happen. They started buying stuff right away after the last Bark, Wine, and Brew, and I'm pretty sure they're doing it again this time and making packages and doing that. We have folks that help out in adoptions. We have folks that help out everywhere, and the volunteers really just do so much for Haven, but for our community, because it just has such an impact. I mean, look at every animal that is saved because of the work that these volunteers do with our team, and they're such an important part of our team that I just adore all the volunteers. So first off, I want to thank all the volunteers that we have. Second, I want to put a plug in. If you want to join the team and be a volunteer and you think that you can't because you can't do it or it's too hard to be at the shelter, I get it, but come in and try. And come in and see if there is a job that you can do that you feel like you can do. Go on our website, havenhumane.org. Go under the volunteer. There's an application. Fill out the application. You talk to Cassie, who is our amazing volunteer coordinator, and she will get back to you and tell you what the next steps are. You do an orientation training, which talks about body language with animals and knowing their body language and different things. And then she will talk to you about what do you want to do. And you can start slow. But I will tell you that every volunteer I've ever met that stuck around more than 3 weeks realizes quickly that they get more out of it than the animals do many times, because it is a really good feeling. And yes, there are times when we don't have a happy ending, but we always make sure that the animals are taken care of and are treated with the love and respect that they deserve, and the volunteers are a huge part of that. But the first time that you get attached to an animal and you see them go to a forever home, like Dodger, like Buford, it's emotional, and it's phenomenal, and it makes everything worth it. And so I would just, if you're looking to volunteer, this is the place. Come out, just try it, give it a try, and I guarantee you that if you put your heart into it, you're going to get a lot back. And the animals are just, they're pretty special. I mean, you saw this morning. I mean, I walked in here and Buford knew exactly who I was. He came up and played out. And
yeah, you've ruined 6 months of training.
Right, exactly.
In about 2 minutes.
Exactly. So. I was the bad uncle.
Oh, hey, jump up on me.
I was totally fine with that because, you know, I'm sending him home with you. But
he
knew exactly who I was, and he remembers that love that we gave him. And, you know, that was me going out with volunteers to see them and hang out with them with the dogs.
Well, we told Heather that. Anytime she wants to come in, You know, just do it, and we'll make sure Buford's here so he can see his adopted mom.
Yeah.
Gosh, we've run out of time here. What's the last thing you want people to think about?
Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday. Which we'll talk about next month, too, because it'll actually be after that. But Giving Tuesday, I would love people to donate, but more importantly, I want people to go out there and really see how many amazing nonprofit organizations are in our community doing amazing work for our community. And that includes the people, the animals, you know, just our community. And go on there and pick three and just learn about three nonprofits that you didn't know about, and I think it'll make all of us better people, and I think we'll appreciate our community much more.
There's two we really support. You're one of them, and there's another one that we support on that, because good they both do. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, buddy, for being with us. Hey, tomorrow, Kimberly Johnson, the CEO of ARCH, which is the combination of the Children's Legacy Center and the One Safe Place.
One Safe Place. Sorry,
yeah. One Safe Place. I know, I was running through these things. One Safe Place will be our guest today. And we're going to talk about that and the changing of the names and why all that happened and the concept behind this. Have a great day. It's going to watch out for wind gusts if you're hauling anything, but this is the nicest day we're going to have this week. It looks like it's going to start raining tomorrow, or tomorrow evening. So have a great day and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.